and welcome to The Lead by DH Radio. Today, we will talk about the various facets of the pandemic-hit Kannada film industry. To talk about that and more, we are joined by my colleague Vivek MV. Hi Vivek and welcome to DH Radio.
Hi Amit, thank you for having for the discussion.
It's great to have you on the show, Vivek. Vivek, can you tell us how 2020 was viewed by the Kannada film industry and what did they expect initially?
2020, I think till October, there were no theaters, didn't operate, and the industry has had also made peace because pandemic was raging, right? Till I think October, they had no plans about when to release their movies, and all the producers played a waiting game. But in October, when the first time theaters opened and the 50% occupancy was allowed, a couple of films, like say Act 1978 and Vishad Varga, they were, I think, one of the few movies across the country to have shown the way, to actually have taken the leap and hit the theaters and to also show other industries as to, people do come, if it's 50%, if you're offering good movies. And then slowly other industries also started operating. But if you talk about Act 1978 and Arshad Varga were small films in terms of scale. So only when, I think, Master in January 2021 released, that was when we got to know that slowly a couple of big films are ready to take the risk and release in a 50% occupancy. So Master released, before that, a Telugu movie called Crack, starring Ravi Teja, also released. So these two films were, and it's all theaters were full in the sense 50% occupancy, also theaters got full, and Master made good money, and slowly a couple of other Telugu films started releasing. So yeah, but here one important aspect is that the Kannada industry shied away from releasing any big films. On one hand, they were the ones who showed the way by releasing smaller films. But when it came to the big budget films, they wanted 100% occupancy. And I think till it was February, if I'm not wrong, February 19th, they held back their big films until government gave the 100% occupancy rule.
So when 2021 arrived, right, and as you said, during February, when there were signs of that the government would bring in this 100% occupancy rule, the industry was a bit happy, right? There was a sort of excitement that we'll get back to business, and the money, the coffers will start to fill up again. But then when the 100% started, right, how do you think the situation was? We know that there were a slew of movies that were slated for a release. What do you make of that?
Yeah, so when they were working towards the 100% occupancy, in the sense that people were meeting government officials and they were planning for this 100% occupancy, what the Kannada industry did was that all the big producers of these big budget movies, they all met and planned out their release strategies, in the sense because 2020 did not allow the release of these movies, 2021 you expectedly witnessed a slew of releases back to back with a small window for each movie. So what they planned was each film will get exclusively a week or so, or 2 weeks or so, or 3 weeks or so, not more than that, and then the next film comes to the theater. So there was a proper understanding between producers that each film will get its own window, share of exclusivity before the other film comes to theaters. The first film to release was Pagru, the big budget one. This was 4 years in the making, and they did their own kind of promotions. And of course, Pagru's songs were a huge hit. They didn't actually have to go and do any other kind of promotions because the songs on social media were a big hit. So one aspect here is that when I spoke to theater owners, what they said was 100% occupancy helped the team, because If it was only 50% in theaters, then Poguru would have taken at least 8 weeks to recover their budget and also make profit. But here, because it is 100% and they got a terrific open the first weekend, that is the Friday, Saturday and Sunday, they got a superb opening and they managed to recover their budget and also make a slight profit thanks to the 100% occupancy rule. But Poguru couldn't go on to become a blockbuster. So, you know, we have these 3-4 terms called as hit, industry hit, blockbuster. So Poguru was a hit. It couldn't go on to become a blockbuster because of varying reasons. One thing was it got a mixed bag review. That is, even from critics and audience, it got like a mixed review. And also it got into a couple of controversies like we all know. People alleged that it hurt religious sentiments. Some had problems with its toxic masculinity, so on and so forth. And what happened was this wasn't a movie that attracted the family crowd. That is what industry insiders said. Mm-hmm. So once that happens, after the first weekend, the percentage of people inside theater comes down to like say 40% or 50%. So yeah, Poguru was a hit, or we can say an average hit. Then Robert was the next big release. Darshan was called as the box office Sultan. And it's not an exaggeration because he has a very, very, very strong fan following. They're really loyal in the sense that even if a mediocre content or an average content from Darshan will also kind of see the film team recovering their budget, and you know, none of his films go under a loss or anything like that. That is because of a strong fan following. And Robert, what happened with Robert was it was like a never before seen Darshan film, in the sense that it did not have an extraordinary story. In the sense the story was inspired by old classics. The template was taken from old classics, but the treatment, the kind of treatment they gave, was not seen in previous Darshan films. In the sense that the budget that went into this movie, the grandiose scale, the kind of sets, song making, money spent into everything like costume, makeup. So it, and for a hero, I think for a hero like Darshan, who actually has that personality and kind of star status, this kind of treatment helped actually for the movie. It did great business. Actually, it is supposed to have touched 90 crores, whereas Robert's budget is around 50 crores. So you can see what kind of a huge profit it has made. And that also shows, like, you know, a young director who has seen an established star over the years, how he plans to show this, you know, this star actor, which would be accepted by the current day audience. These are the things that worked. And in between, there was another movie called Hero by Rishabh Shetty. So the speciality of this movie was that this was shot during lockdown, or we can say when lockdown restrictions were eased, and when only like a set number of say 20-30 people were allowed inside a movie set. They shot this movie, and this was a quality small film. It had its own good share of run in theater, and it recently completed even 25 days. That was also because of the kind of innovative promotions that they did for this movie on social media. From the theater's point of view, they were happy with the South Indian films bringing back people to theaters. And this includes multiplex chains like PVR and Inox. They credited movies like Master, Upena, Poguru, Robert for having, you know, helped them also recover and for bringing back people to theater.
No, I like to bring 2 points here. One is that you mentioned that not many films were, the theater owners, they wanted a sort of a family crowd to come into the theaters, right? Like that would say more number of people coming out of the theaters. So in that way, even though, you know, the movies that even I have reviewed, weren't much of, you know, like the family crowd would go and watch them. What do you think about that? Like you have this Rakta Gulabi or Mundu Vareda Adhyaya and all these, they weren't sort of a family focused films, but they were more of an, for an, you know, adult audience. What do you make of that?
Yeah, so for these kind of movies, which you say are kind of, how do we put it, not like family dramas or family entertainers, a couple of things didn't work for them. One is that you need to understand that people are still very, very, some section at least, like say a 20% or a 30% of audience are still wary of going to theaters. They're very apprehensive. So this thing applies to even the big films as well. Why you don't see 100% occupancy after a week is because some families and some people are still like, you know, we will wait for these films to come on an OTT platform. So when it's a smaller film, it gets becomes a trickier situation because, you know, first of all, people are very apprehensive. On top of it, you do not have the budget to promote your movie, right? Like you mentioned about Rakta Gulabi, and one of the interesting aspects of this film was that this was shot in a single take. Yeah. But I don't know how many of them in Bangalore or in Karnataka know about it. So unless you reach out, it is a problem. And also content matters. Like problem is 1 year people have got exposed to OTT a lot, so people have become a little more like, you know, genre specific movie watchers. You know, they just want to see one kind of genres, like it could be a horror or a, like how do I say, love stories or dark dramas or whatever. So until you have, if yours is a small film, if yours is a film with newcomers, then content has to be solid. So a couple of films did disappear because I think the story or the content didn't connect with the audience. So that was, I think, these were the problems that were faced by these movies, I feel.
Another thing is that a huge disappointer this time was, you know, when the 100% occupancy was announced, none of the Hindi films, you know, or the Bollywood, so-called Bollywood films, especially in a state like Karnataka, where you have a large, you know, population going and watching these movies, they didn't come out with any movies. Of course, that one reason might be that Maharashtra is still under severe restrictions. That might be one case. But there was just one movie which was released, which is Madam Chief Minister. And now you see that it's already come out on an OTT platform. So that was a huge letdown. And do you also think that because of the, you know, absence of these sort of films, the Hindi films, the kind of films also got like a advantage, like they could, you know, have more shows?
Definitely. So with Bollywood, one advantage for Bollywood was that a lot of films directly went to OTT. And matter of fact is Bollywood dominates and rules OTT, right? Their films are always in demand, right from the start of the pandemic when we saw Gulabo Sitapur directly go to, it was a big film, right? You have somebody called Amitabh Bachchan, Ayushman Khurana, and they didn't have any problems with directly going to OTT, and that showed the way. Like soon after that, I think Shakuntala Devi was streaming in Amazon, Dil Bechara, I think Choked from Anurag Kashyap, a lot of films like Ludo. So Bollywood kind of chose this path. Even Lakshmi from Akshay Kumar directly went to OTT. So Bollywood directly, yeah, a lot of films had no problems in going to OTT. And I mean, if you have an option, then why not explore? Even now, if you see in May, Tufan, starring Farhan Akhtar and directed by Rakesh Om Prakash Mehra, it's coming on OTT. And this week, they're having something called as The Big Bull of Abhishek Bachchan. So Bollywood, clearly some of the films directly chose to go to OTT. But like you said, it's a very striking point that till now, they haven't had a huge star coming out with this movie. Like April 30th was supposed to be like one of the biggest releases in Bollywood. That was Suryavamshi, which has like ensemble cast like Ranveer Singh, Katrina Kaif, Akshay Kumar and Ajay Devgan. But even that is now, under cloud because Maharashtra, as you know, the worsening scenario of COVID has again put that, you know, and this movie, the shocking thing is Suryavamshi was supposed to release March last year. So if you look at it, it also means that Bollywood big films do not want to accept anything less than 100%. So you may also ask why then when the 100% occupancy was allowed, they didn't come out. So Bollywood has another tradition of releasing movies during festivals, right? So a couple of films now, I think the first festival will be, exactly, Salman films come during Eid. And a lot of films follow that. And then we have this huge Diwali Christmas time when, again, a lot of big Bollywood films come out. I think Holi, during Holi, we had a couple of, like, say, Ruhi came out. That was looked as a sequel to Stree, starring Rajkumar Rao and Janhvi Kapoor. That was supposed to be the start. So that was supposed to be the start of the release of Bollywood films because they are also undergoing a tough time. They have openly said that crores of money have been lost because of the pandemic and they cannot wait. But what has happened is now that the cases have increased, you could see a change in dates, one thing. And film teams can also directly decide to go to OTT because OTT gives you a fixed price. Like there's no uncertainty, right? Even if with theaters, the uncertainty is that once it goes out, you don't know how many people will come, what the box office would be. But here it's like a single time payment. So the update is that a lot of films that are released, I mean, a lot of films that are slated to release might change their plans. So the film names are like, say, Suryavamshi, Salman Khan film with Prabhu Deva, Radhe, there's John Abrams, Satyameva Jayate 2, there is Akshay Kumar's film again, Bell Bottom 2. So, Bollywood, we can say, is back to square one in terms of uncertainty. And like you said, the window has helped South films like Bangalore is like a hotspot, like you said, for Bollywood movies. It makes a lot of business. Even a place like all cities, you can say, metropolitan cities, Bollywood do a great run in theaters. But now, say on Friday, Karthi's Sultan released. It's a Tamil film, and now it doesn't have any competitor. There's no Bollywood biggie or any other big films from any other industry, so it's doing well. So, like you said, till they decide to release, I'm sure the regional films will do a good job in box office.
All right, Vivek, thanks for giving your inputs to DH Radio. It was great to have you on our show.
Thank you, Ahmed. Thanks a lot.
That's all in today's episode. Tune in this evening on a news update podcast from the newsroom to catch all the exciting developments of the day and to get the news while it's still budding. For latest news and updates, log on to www.deccanherald.com. Check out our e-paper at www.deccanheraldepaper.com. To read news on the go, sign up to our Telegram channel t.me/deccanheraldnews. Keep up with the news from your interested sphere by downloading the all-new Deccan Herald app, in which you can personalize, have a quick glance at news shots, check highlights and even listen too. You can get it from Google Play Store and Apple App Store, and you can find the links to the same in the description.